So how have we got on to date? So looking at our outcomes, the data collection, some of you may know that we were successful in this really fairly opportunistically, but we also had a Stand Up Be Counted campaign, which in Westminster about 2006-2007, and Mike Richards turned up to that, and members of the National Cancer Action Team, and it was a room of 40 grumpy women with metastatic disease ready to say, this isn't okay, why aren't you counting me, why do I not count? And Mike Richards really took that on board, and the National Cancer Action Team, working with us and others, have now looked at collecting data. And the pilot study, which has just happened, and I believe it's been reported today, or is it tomorrow, I'm not sure, by Jill Lawrence and Martin Lee, the outcomes of that. But they found that 95% of incidence of metastatic breast cancer was reported, and it's possible to report it through the mandatory reporting systems which are already in place, which is great news. And I think it's from April next year it will be mandatory that we collect it on all breast cancers, so that we will know recurrent and metastatic diagnosis numbers, which is fantastic. But even better, it's not going to be just breast, it's going to be all cancers. So this has really influenced that at quite a level. We know that more and more breast care nursing teams are beginning to look at provision of care for this population, because we get lots of contact by them from them. People are looking at reconfiguring their workforces or developing secondary breast cancer roles, and you'll hear more about Melissa's experience later. So we know that's changing. I did the survey, there was 4 in the UK. When we finished the survey, there was 20, and I know there's a lot more than that now. There are different models of care being piloted in the UK, and I'm going to talk about that in a second, but the different approaches work for different areas and different settings. We've ourselves have developed our information support services, and I'm not going to talk too much about those, but there is a link at the end of my talk so you can find out what they are on the website. We developed a supportive tool for GPs to provision of care for patients with metastatic breast cancer, but actually we don't really know how successful that was because we didn't evaluate that well at all. So that's an area we do need to think about. And as you know, with the Health and Social Care Bill, if this comes in, there'll be a shift of care to the community quite significantly. So it's something we'll work towards when we know what's happening with that. We continue to campaign on secondary breast cancer with our new campaign, Spotlight on Secondary Breast Cancer, with government consultations, health ministers, and anyone really who can influence the agenda, and there still are. And if anybody wants to know the latest on the information reports, so let me know and I can make sure you can provide you with that.